Under Egbert's instructions, none of the creatures on the valley floor stayed together. When Aris gave the word, they scattered widespread, each one tacking and dodging as they made for the cover of the wooded hills surrounding the valley. Once they were under cover of trees and clear of arrow range, every beast made for the gathering place, a thicket on the north side behind the castle. Egbert met them there. Meldrum was last to arrive. He plucked an arrowhead from his tunic epaulet, saying,
If I'd have been a hair length backward in coming forward, that blighter would have ruined me tunic. Good job it's not the dress one. Right, educated Egbert, where to now?
The mole glanced severely over his spectacles at Meldrum.
Let us strike a bargain. Do not refer to me as educated Egbert, and I will not call you hollow-headed hare. Agreed?
Field Marshal Meldrum Fallowthorn the Magnificent sniffed.
As you wish, sir. Touchier than most moles, this lad, what?
Egbert pushed aside the shrubbery of bush and plant to reveal the cave at the north side of the plateau base. Dandin whistled softly.
A secret entrance to the castle. Wonderful. Lead on, friend.
The mole removed his glasses and polished them busily.
I'd rather not, thank you. I think it would be propitious if I stayed in this area, to show others the way in. You must realize that Florette is still full of rats under the vixen's command. As I do not profess to be a warrior, there would be little use for me to accompany you. I'm sure you understand.
Meldrum raised his eyebrows at Iris.
Propitious? What? The fellow's a walking wordsmith.
Righto, that's fine with me, friend,
said Dandin, watching Egbert nervously polishing his glasses.
But how do we get up into the castle? Is there a secret way?
Relieved to be out of the action, Egbert smiled.
There are many secret ways. Follow any of the tunnels and you're bound to come out in some part of Castle Florette.
Dandin unsheathed his long dagger.
That's good enough for me. Let's go.
Heading a band of horde rats, Silvermord waited in the corridor that led to the gatehouse stairs. She fanned smoke from her nostrils as Mingol lit another barrel of wet straw.
Send it down to the gatehouse, Mingol. They must be well choked in there by now, but it's best to be certain.
Mingol kicked the barrel, and it rolled off down the corridor. Bouncing down three small stairs, it hit the wall and vanished from view as it trundled off down the gatehouse steps. Silvermord ran her tongue delicately along the edge of a vicious-looking curved sword.
I hope at least one of them staggers out still alive.
Muta was very much alive. She came thundering into the corridor, carrying the burning barrel, and hurled it straight at Silvermord and her rats. They leaped aside with cries of horror as the barrel smashed to staves and the mighty badger came at them, smoke pouring from her fur. Rab had been into the gatehouse and rescued Marielle. Carrying her across his brawny shoulders, the otter made it to the portion of the corridor on the far side of the stairs. Depositing the gasping mouse maid gently on the floor beside a window, Rab left her there to recover. Then, sword in paw, he launched himself into the attack.